Rick Wagner was born in 1970, and obsessed with wanting to be a superhero, Rick started weight training at the age of 8 when other Canadian kids were more into playing hockey and football. He had a second degree brown belt in both karate and judo by his mid-teens. When he was 19, Rick decided to make the move to Calgary to train to become a professional wrestler. He reasoned that the place to train was the home of Stu Hart's Stampede Wrestling. Trained by Mr. Hedo in Calgary, Rick's first wrestling match at the age of 19 earned him $25 and a six-pack of beer. The promoter didn't have enough money to pay what was promised, since almost nobody actually showed up to that particular show. 45 people attended. Rick only wrestled twice a month in those early days, and took work as a nightclub bouncer to help pay the bills. This lasted for 2 years. Just as he started wondering if he should give up the business and go back to school, an audition tape he once made reached an agent who got him bookings in Japan for Frontier Martial Arts Wrestling. This lasted 5 years when he decided it was time to return to North America. Right about this time, WWF at the time was looking for a replacement wrestler to take up the mantle of the Razor Ramon gimmick that was shelved when Scott Hall departed to WCW. Rick was well known as a funny man who did impressions, and he did a fairly bang-up impression of Scott Hall's character. Vince McMahon found this out and had Rick audition for the part. 2 long weeks later, he was hired. His stint as Razor Ramon 2 lasted about a year when the character was completely dropped. His contract was just about up, so Rick called McMahon to discuss renewing. Before he got 3 words out of his mouth, Mr. McMahon said, and I quote, "Rick, please don't call this number again." His days in WWE were done. In 1997, Wagner went back to Japan, where he hoped he would make a comeback wrestling for New Japan Pro Wrestling. It was there that Rick suffered a career-ending injury. He broke his neck in the middle of a match against a Japanese wrestler known for very stiff kicks and very violent matches, Shinya Hashimoto. The move that injured him was a DDT. Rick wound up actually landing directly on his head, creating a hairline fracture in his C5 and C6 vertebrae. He moved back to Calgary and began devouring literature on spiritual practices such as Buddhism, Taoism, and Hinduism. He met a monk who taught him impermanence, compassion, and egolessness. Interested in motivational speaking, he started practicing mouth formation and exercises for 20 minutes every morning before work. He briefly ran a promotion in Calgary called Hybrid Wrestling Coalition during this time. One thing about Rick, you would never knew he had demons. He was always cracking jokes, always seemed happy, and he was always energetic. I've known Rick since I was a nightclub disc jockey starting way back in 1989-1990. He was once my head doorman in a nightclub in downtown Calgary. And our friendship just grew organically from there, crossing over into professional wrestling. My first experience working with him in wrestling was when he ran Hybrid Wrestling Coalition here in Calgary. He called me up at work one day needing an emergency replacement ring announcer, and I happily chipped in to help a brother out. There, I got the chance to work with both Rick and the late great Bad News Alan Brown. Both men wound up becoming regulars on this webcast, WrestleTalk Radio. I had the pleasure of working with both men again, this time as play-by-play against their color commentary for UWN Underground, a work-shoot wrestling show that aired on television in Lebanon. I had close friendships with both these men for the rest of their lives. Rick did have his demons. We all do. But he had gotten himself on the right track some time ago, became a self-help motivational speaker, and even wrote a book as part of his personal healing process. His passing is a shock on several levels. I'm going to miss you a lot, Rick. Rest in peace, brother.
WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
This news is unofficial. That comment is too sarcastic.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
For those of you who are recovering from a hangover, that's going to sound just right.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Basically, I believe that that man is a misunderstood genius.
Heartbreak Mike.
A man can't do comedy to save his dick.
The Omega.
There's a man who's screaming out to be made fun of.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
You know, it wouldn't kill you people to salute me once in a while.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have seen the earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
Let's play this backwards and see if it gets any better.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're a few days away from the WWE having major competition, a few more days away from WWE airing on national television. Network television, no less. And we got a pay-per-view in a week, so it's kind of crazy.
CM Punk, CM Punk.
There's that too. There's that too. Yeah.
Swag. No.
No. No. No. Never. Ever.
Hager.
The final fight character. What?
Jake Hager. Is this
name? Nope.
No.
No.
Nope.
No. No. No.
No.
Cody.
Cody. No.
Cody, I snuck my last name onto my belt.
Because I'm edgy. Ooh. To start the show.
Yeah, we need to get started. There is a lot to talk about. Though we're a man down, I'll explain. Right now, this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Mike is on his way.
Eventually.
Mike will be in attendance at some point.
He's in the hamster wheel. He's pushing and we'll see.
For now, it is just me, our producer, and the one and only Tim Stein.
That would be me. I think.
You would think.
We did a set. Alzheimer's kicking in.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, Omega wasn't covering. Mike is actually en route. He's not having internet difficulties. That's reserved for me specifically. I have the market on that.
That's your gimmick?
That's my gimmick, Chico.
You have the market on many different things that will. Anyway.
I do. I do. I have it cornered.
On a variety of things, I mean, just at Flamestorms.
At Flamestorms on the Twitter machine.
There you go.
Yeah, so we opened up with a recorded tribute to a really good, really, really good friend of mine, Razor Rick
Titan, one of the many names that he was known by, Rick Bogner. It came as an absolute shock to me when you messaged me yesterday, Rock. I did not know. But literally, you found out maybe 10 minutes after his brother basically let the Cauliflower Alley Club know, which then proceeded to tweet about the passing of Rick.
Yeah, his brother put it out on Rick's Facebook, and everything sort of tumbled from there.
Yeah. Now, it was a week in coming. He apparently passed away suddenly on September 20th. No details of what may have occurred have been released. Don't expect to find out anytime soon. The one thing that happens when somebody you know passes away, the first thing you ask is, what the hell happened? How? And I can't help but wonder about that. In the tribute, you heard me say that Rick had his demons. Because of his broken neck, that wasn't actually his last match. He even went on tour, but he didn't think too much about it because he was really taking a lot of painkillers at the time. He had an addiction to them, like a lot of wrestlers wound up having back then. He kicked it a long time ago, but he probably did more damage to himself than he should have as a result of it. I don't want people going around thinking, oh, well, you know, he overdosed on drugs, blah, 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 blah. That was not Rick. And I'll guarantee you that's not what happened. I just want to make that, you know, like put that out there, like right now, so nobody gets that in their brain. It'll probably come back as heart failure or something like that. It could be all the years, all the things that he went through years ago that wound up ultimately taking their toll. But don't expect any dirt sheet juicy nonsense over this, Omega.
Well, it's not the type that I would expect that from, but yeah.
You can't say that in 2019, because you never know.
Okay, yeah, this is true.
I guess it could be summed up as life happens, people struggle, and sometimes it catches up to you.
It can, yeah. God. Even when he was going through some of his lowest points, after I had known him, he had an absolutely great sense of humor. He was always cracking jokes. He was the type of person that if he was 5'6" instead of 6'6", he would still be the center of attention. He would still have people, that pause and, oh my God, he's here type reaction whenever he would walked into the ring, into a room. Just his personality was, like Rick was billed at 6'6". He was a tall mofo, but, his personality, was like 10 feet tall. You guys never had the opportunity to meet the guy. You only know him as the fake Razor Ramon, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, the few occasions you may have before you joined WTR, the few occasions you may have heard him on the show. I do believe that we have some archives going way back where you can hear, bits of Rick on the show. And, the sense of humor, he had the ability to make everybody laugh. He pissed me off one night though. He came over to my place to do the webcast, and basically I had half a can of coffee, which would have done me for like 2.5 weeks. He basically went through the entire thing on one pot. He liked a strong cup of coffee, so
But, yeah, I don't know any other information or details, so it's not going to be worth it to ask me on Twitter or private message me or anything like that. When I know stuff, you'll find out. That's all I can tell you, everybody. So, but I don't know what else to talk about as far as Rick goes. I don't know if you have anything you want to say, Omega, or...
Well, unfortunately, I, like you said, I never really knew him outside of just the fake Razor gimmick, and I was just a kid watching WWE when that was going on, so...
Yeah.
Like, not, my memory of the guy is hazy. It certainly does not compare to, you know, actual personal experiences that you have with him.
Yeah. Well... In the recorded tribute, you may have heard me talk about him being my doorman at different nightclubs throughout the city when he was, first working the indie scene before he went to Japan and literally took off. I can remember having a conversation with him one night just as our evening got going. And, you know, he's, talking about how, you know, his wrestling matches, are coming up next weekend and, you know, one of the indie shows that was going on in Calgary. And yeah, he's just talking about having a good time. And I said, you know, I want to do something with professional wrestling. And it never occurred to me to become a professional wrestler just because of the head injury that I sustained when I was 17 precluded that. And I was thinking more along the lines of being like a Paul E. Dangerously type, you know, like a manager character or something like that. And he looked at me with a great big grin and says, "You're going to have to get a hell of a lot bigger first." Said it with a great big grin. But anyway, rest in peace, Rick. We're never going to forget you, buddy. That being said, you've got some Jim Morrison news, don't you, Omega?
Jim Morrison?
Jim Morrison?
No, not him.
Well, okay, how about John Morrison? Because I never thought you were a Doors fan.
No. But no, so out of freaking nowhere, we start getting reports this week that, hey, John Morrison actually had talks with WWE again.
Yeah.
You know, and right, I mean, like right now he's doing the denial thing on Twitter because of course that's what you do if you just sign a new contract or anything like that. But he is one of those names that Lucha Underground finally let go of. He's done with Impact. And apparently, like, this is the time that WWE is going, we can't let anyone go to AEW who has even any kind of name. And one thing with Morrison, he did go out and bust his ass trying to raise his game. Whether it's hard to keep track of all the names.
No.
But. You know, he was a big deal in Lucha Underground. He was he was the big deal when he was with Impact. Dude's been working. So if WWE's throwing out enough money to get him to come back, like, I would not mind that.
Well, after he left WWE the first time around, he was really, really huge on the indie circuit. As a matter of fact, I had a chance to spend some time with him, during a Heart Legacy wrestling show here in Calgary. He was here with, Diesel, as a matter of fact, Kevin Nash. And, I was kind of surprised by his attitude.
Really?
Believe it or not, I expected him to be a somewhat cocky SOB, but he was really down to earth, always had a smile on his face. He, came across as, yeah, I know I'm a big time name and, you know, people adore me and stuff like that, but I'm just me. That kind of attitude. And it was refreshing. It really was.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Well, let's face it. I've known quite a lot of these people, before they became, big names WWE or whatever other major promotion they may have gone to. I've met them during their runs, and I've met them recently shortly after. Some of them can be real jerks. Good old Johnny Mundo was a real down to earth dude.
It's good to hear because you don't know until you have personal experience. I have met people that I admired, through all the interviews that I've done for the convention circuit, and I've been thoroughly disappointed with some of them.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, like, I met so many voice actors who are just very nice, weird people who, like, the fun kind of weird, like, you have to have your own little mental instability to do voice acting.
Like Brian Posehn.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, the guy, that's a guy that, he does stand-up comedy and he's been on TV, but he's done a lot of voice acting too.
But at the same, I have had those encounters where it's like, wow, how did you get hired with a personality like this?
Yeah.
Like, so it's refreshing to know that the guy is like on the level and good spirited and all that.
So yeah, here's the thing. Yeah, you talk about it. Well, of course we're not gonna go ahead and say that we signed with them until it's officially announced. Blah 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 blah. That just reminds me of the night Chris Jericho came back, surprised the living crap out of everybody. He was tweeting on his account in the back before he showed up on WWE with that damn light bright coat of his. That night that he trolled the entire crowd, he's like, no, you know, having a great time, just giving the kids a bath, blah, 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 blah. 10 minutes later, there he is on TV. This is somewhat sort of, you get that kind of feeling with that response that he threw to PW Insider?
Well, if he has re-signed with anybody, then he wouldn't be able to flat out say it. Like, they'd want his return to be a surprise. I mean, PW Insider doesn't really get information like that lightly. Typically, especially when it's a name like that, I tend to believe that they're actually going on actual information. Mm-hmm. So, I think right now he's just playing it. I think he's keeping cards close to the chest here, and I think he's fine.
Okay, back when the Hardy Boys showed up at the pay-per-view, everybody was like, oh my gosh, Hardy Boys, I broke that to all of you, like, a week ahead of time, when we were doing Pick'em, and he's like, oh, they're not gonna show up, they'll show up the next night on Raw. I said, dude, they're gonna be at the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pay-per-view next Sunday night that we're going to, preview and play Pick'em, in regards to, later on this evening. What are the chances that they'll hold off and let him show up at Hell in a Cell?
With the Hardys, there was a spot to slot him in with a tag team match.
This is true.
Yeah, it'd be a difficult thing to do now with, you know, especially with like the mid-card belts that are we pretty much know what's going on. For John Morrison, Johnny Spey, Johnny Nitro, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact. You know, whatever he tends to come back as, I would fully expect him to come back during the draft.
Mm-hmm.
I expect a lot of names just randomly show up, randomly drafted to Raw or SmackDown. So it's not only who's moving where, it's who's coming back.
So when does the draft start?
I don't think it's this week.
Well, wait a second.
Because I got the pay-per-view coming up.
Yeah, pay-per-view's coming up next Sunday. Here's the thing. SmackDown debuts on Fox, national, TV, major network exposure, yada, yada, yada. Friday night, October the 4th, the day after my birthday. Oh my God, that's in 6 days, 5 days. Is there still going to be a Tuesday night SmackDown?
I No. Here, that's done.
You kind of need it, there was.
Yeah, the draft is next week. So we're going to get through this pay-per-view, and then we're going to shake the rosters up.
And so basically, 8 days, we'll find out. So for shits and giggles, he signed with WWE. Now we're doing hypotheticals here because there's no qualifier one way or the other. But are you going to, when he does get announced for the draft, are you putting him on Raw or are you putting him on SmackDown?
See, that's really, well, it's hard to decide because Raw is the flagship show, but SmackDown's gonna be on Fox.
Yep.
Also, I don't know who is gonna be on what show. Like, Morrison is a great competitor. He's really good in the ring. There's a lot of matches there I would love to see. I'd love to see him on the same, I would love him to see him on the same show as Ricochet. That's my answer. Whatever show Ricochet ends up on, that's where I want John Morrison, because they put on amazing matches in Lucha Underground.
Yep. Here's the thing. Do you start them off as buddies and maybe tag them up for a few matches, or do you just go back, you let them go back and forth immediately?
Not immediately. I definitely think you have to do something with John beforehand, as long as you don't Shelton Benjamin the guy.
Yeah.
Granted, Benjamin never on Morrison's level.
How much are you going to have to reintroduce him to today's fans?
I don't think you're going to have a terrible time because, like I said, he was on the other shows. He has kept active in the indie circuit. He's been around. You know, and he still has name value to him. I think it's gonna be like, you know, anytime RVD comes back, he still gets a huge pop. You know?
Yeah.
Cause people do still remember the guy. It's been a while for Morrison, but not terribly long. Like, a lot of the guys that he was teaming with and against are still in the company.
Yeah.
Like, you got ways. You could easily work him back in. And I don't think it'd be a terrible, like, who is this guy? Kind of shock reaction.
No. Well, they're going to be putting a lot of big names on SmackDown just because of Fox. They're going to need people on Raw. You're moving your bigger names over to SmackDown. That's, you know, a given. John Morrison's not one of your bigger names. I can see him staying on Raw or being drafted to Raw, whatever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So. Which is fine, because apparently Ricochet is staying on Raw, which is good, you know, fine by me. But, part of me is just, that part of me that's the fan of the music from the Doors, I want him coming out to a song by the Doors. Making the really bad joke right at the kickoff of this segment here. Jim Morrison, John Morrison. I know it's a little obvious and maybe a little silly, but I'd like that. Give him the nickname Mr. Mojo Rising.
No, then Raleigh would be so pissed.
Yeah, probably.
But, of course, how you ever gonna know he's pissed? He's never on TV.
Yeah. He'll tweet it.
He'll tweet it. Like, just Vince, like, months of promos, just like, here, paint blue lines around your eye. Okay, there's your new character. You have blue lines around your eye. That's your character. And you have 2 weeks to get it over.
Oh, we've seen WWE creative come up with dumber ideas.
We have.
This is true.
I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, there have been dumber ideas, but sometimes they've worked really well. You know, like, Vito in a dress got over way more than it should have. Pirate Virgil.
Way more than it should have.
Well, because he sold it so well.
Yes.
You know, that, you know, that's the perfect example I cite where, you know, the man makes the gimmick doesn't make the man.
Yeah.
Or woman, depending on your roster. In the case of like, on the other hand, Kerwin White did not work. Would never have worked.
Mm-hmm. Are you happy Morrison's coming back? Well, might be coming back. Could be coming back.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about it. Like, he was one of those guys where, like, why did WWE ever let him go? He is really good at what he does.
No, it wasn't the case so much of they let him go as he walked at the end of his contract. He wanted to strike out and do his own thing for a while. Which he did.
He did.
It's time to come home.
Time to come home or where you won't be working for Cody Rhodes.
Everybody jumping up against Cody Rhodes. Oh my goodness. One person you won't be seeing working with Cody Rhodes anytime soon? CM Punk.
You know, it's weird when CM Punk actually is relevant outside of people just screaming his name at every show.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, apparently this new show on FS1 was doing auditions, and it's a Fox-produced show.
Yep.
So when Phil Brooks shows up on the audition sheet, Fox doesn't give a shit. Like, it doesn't go through any check and balance with Vince. And
yeah, somebody named Phil Brooks, let's audition him, sure, why not?
Yeah. But like apparently Renee was there, so Renee knows how it went. And apparently it went over well. Like, apparently he tested really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to admit, I don't know too much about what went down with all of this, so I'm just, I'm basically deferring to you on this.
Yeah, so this would be strictly on Fox's side of things. Like, mm-hmm. Phil's auditioning for Fox. Fox runs the show. He would be Fox's employee, not WWE's, but he would still be involved in a WWE product, which is a great way of getting back into the mainstream wrestling without actually taking money from Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
So there's, as much as I am annoyed at Punk and his fan base, I will give credit. That's a little bit sneaky. I'll give you enough credit for that. But apparently at the same time, like from the reports I've read, WWE isn't terribly upset by this. They see it as a way of getting him to never touch AEW.
Yeah. Sort of a reconciliation without actually having to get into the same room and shake hands and talk it out.
Yeah. It's like, okay. We won't veto you. If you want to be on the show, we won't veto you as long as you're under contract and you're not going to the competition. Because much as we hate to admit it, that is the biggest name AEW could get.
Yep. The biggest name they could get that is still, or at least was, potentially gettable.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could get a lot of big names, but it's never going
to
happen.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I really hate to admit it, but given how strong his popularity still is, I'm scared to admit, like, yes, he's the most popular guy they could get. Period. You'd have to go to someone dead to probably get better.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think the Jaguars have that kind of money.
Who does? We know who does.
Someone check Amazon.com. It might have dead people on there by now.
Amazon.com. Wow.
Jeff Bezos pays for resurrections.
Didn't the guy who started up Amazon.com lose half his fortune to his ex-wife?
I don't know. I know the guy running it is the richest guy on the planet by far.
Wait, did you just mention Amazon?
Oh God.
Did you know if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free to WTR Live on Twitch.
God.
That's your fault, Omega.
I can feel the cancer growing. Ugh.
Yeah, that's your fault. You set them up.
They hate me.
Yeah, well, I don't hate you. So, you know, you got that going for you.
Yay.
Yeah, there you go. Do we have Mike yet?
Yeah, we got a Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you, Mike?
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Welcome a thing. Back.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Yes.
Welcome really, back.
Welcome back, Cotter reference.
Yeah.
It's 2019.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been talking about WWE, so I just wanted to, keep up with them.
Okay. Yeah, let's keep up with them.
There you go. So you want to see, CM Punk on this new FS1 show?
Absolutely not.
I know, it might be interesting. What's the name of this program?
Last I checked, The Bump.
The Bump. Oh my God.
The Bump.
It sounds like a cheap podcast put together by somebody in their basement.
FS1? Yeah.
I just ignored that.
Isn't FS... Yeah. Isn't FS1... yeah. Wrestling.
Sports 1. Yes.
Yes, I know. Yada, yada, yada. CM Punk just needs to just... Nah, I can't say that. He needs to just go somewhere. Which is not the WWE. But, hey, they're getting desperate now. Even they're talking to Michelle McCool, so.
Well, you know, Omega pointed out this is a chance for Punk to actually work with WWE again without being employed by WWE.
He's still going to be employed by WWE. Either or.
He's going to be employed by Fox.
All right.
You talk about WWE. What kind of a paycheck do they give you?
Mm.
There you go.
Touche.
Yeah, so. I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. Either he nailed the audition and got hired or he didn't. It's kind of like wait and see, sort of like Johnny Morrison.
I'm glad he's coming back. Please, Lord Jesus, please don't screw him over this time. Well, he doesn't have the girl, so, yeah.
I'm just looking forward to all of the over-the-top battle royals that they can put him in where he gets thrown over the top rope but shows everybody how it's done not to put both feet on the floor to be eliminated.
Yeah.
I mean, after he left, we had Kofi, which was pretty cool because Kofi's good, but there's only one Johnny Morrison.
There's only one.
What if we had a battle royale where him and Kofi were the last two left and they both did it at the same time?
Oh, you know what? I would book that.
Knock each other out of the ring and both of them save themselves.
Both of them land on the apron on the barrier between the fans and the ring.
Yeah. Well, that possibly.
No, seriously, I would book that. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun thing. Yeah.
So we've been talking about all of that, our best to, wait for you to get here.
I do.
Mr. Mike the Man.
Nah,
because
the man.
You have a segment that you want to lead tonight.
I do, and it's rare that I have segments. So as any of you all have known, or don't know,
how about, you doing?
Yeah, Big Cass and Enzo did an indie show. I want to say, was it Jersey or Philly? And then, anyway, poor thing. And Big Cass has gotten to a point now where he started threatening the wrestlers. And one of the wrestlers, Joey Janela,
And the cops had to escort him. Cops had to sit him down. And mind you, this was a week before he was supposed to wrestle for the company that I work for. Adrenaline Wrestling, James Ellsworth's company. It was supposed to be Big Cass and Enzo doing some things. And of course, Big Cass did not make it. So Enzo, he had a few things to say. And it really hit home, because in wrestling, you know, depression and suicide and fighting demons is a real thing. Because when you leave certain things, and when things don't go your way, or when things get emotionally weighed down on you, it takes a toll. Thank God for DDP and Jake the Snake Roberts that actually reached out to Big Cass. So as of this point on, Big Cass is in rehab. Big Cass is getting better. How long is he going to be there? I do not know. It's a little rough, of course, you know, because he's young. Big young. Big Cass is older than me, but he's young. And for him to go through all of this, and for Enzo to really say the words at the show, I will send you guys the link, later on before the show is out. But yeah. And my thing is, now that he's getting himself clean, now that he's going to get himself clean, hopefully, my hope and prayer is that he does get better, because no one should be going through that. So my question is, once he gets out of it, do you think anybody will give him another chance? Let's say hypothetically, he gets clean. Bim, bam, boom, how you doing? He's back at 7 foot tall, 500 pounds, can't teach that. 7 foot tall, 300 pounds, cool. And can't teach, holy crap. So.
You know, you should write this down so you got something to read.
Yeah.
There you go.
Would you like to see him come back?
Let me respond to that. If there's ever money to be made, you never say never.
Right.
Okay. He has burned bridges.
Yes.
He didn't blow them up. You show me a wrestler who hasn't burned a bridge, I'll show you a wrestler that's never worked for a promoter.
Yes.
How about that?
Hmm.
You can always mend a fence.
I mean, Bret Hart came back. I mean,
Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels hugged in the ring.
Yeah. People change. We can acknowledge that. And if it's best for business, which, God, I hate using those words, then, yeah, it is entirely possible. You know, we're talking about, you know, CM Punk possibly doing something with the WWE again. Nothing's impossible in this weird-ass industry.
Exactly true. You're going to have to prove that you've changed and that you've smartened your ass up a little bit. And the only way to do that is work the indie circuit.
Yeah.
When you're a name like Big Cass, you have to work the indie circuit.
Yeah.
If you're a name like Bret Hart, you don't have to work the indie circuit.
I don't think with Big Cass it's as much his demons getting the better of him. That's, of course, a huge thing.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You had to show me after the fact that his personality and his behavior is also improved, and that he has matured. because, mm-hmm. you know, the reason he got fired was because he went off script, beat up a dwarf wrestler, which he was not supposed to do.
Yeah.
That was on national television. You went off script.
The improper improvisation.
It's yeah, kind of sucks. And then, and they do, and yes, as people were saying, they do have a bad reputation. And not just Kath, but Enzo and Kath. And, you know, as I was sharing the video with the guys, you know, Omega kind of struck it right in the head. He's like, yeah, kind of can't completely hate him.
Oh. Yeah, it's a 6-minute promo, and it's not even a promo. It is Enzo dropping character completely and being actually compassionate for his friend's issues and urging other people to help their friends that are going through this or help them find help.
Yeah. Like, when he did the training session.
Help me help you.
Right. And when he literally did the training session, James Ellsworth, and he was like, hey, man, I don't want anything. I just want these guys to be great. You know, and that meant a lot. You know, literally him coming down all the way from New York.
Well, that wiped out a lot of his being a douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
you know, he may have been proven not guilty of that accusation that he was accused of, but that didn't change the fact that he was still a bit of a douchebag as far as other things were concerned.
Yeah, that was just last straw for Enzo.
Pretty much. Okay. But coming out and doing this, maybe it's showing a level of maturity. Maybe it's showing that he's grown up a little bit, smartened up a little bit. Or maybe he's just a douchebag who's defending and supporting a friend.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, which one is it really, right?
Yeah.
You sat down, you had your damn picture taken with Enzo. You had a chat with him. How did he come across to you, Mike?
Humble. Awesome. And he never wanted to like disrespect us. He, even when he had to leave, he didn't want to leave because he really wanted to answer all the questions, you know, and he gave like a backstage session. He gave a backstage lesson, he gave a backstage, teaching, you know. He was like, in this business, you're going to go through a lot of obstacles. In this business, there are going to be times where you're going to get probably $6,000 or a hot dog and a handshake. Mm-hmm. The main thing is just pay your dues, walk with your head up, and just be humble, man. You know, he was like, yeah, you know, don't be like me. Don't be like me, what I've done in the past, you know, cause you know, last time that, I did some stuff like that, you know. That was on Monday night, and we know how that went.
Well, the last douchebaggy thing that he did was pop the crowd at a Raw show, yeah.
Yeah.
Or was that a pay-per-view?
Nah, that was Monday Night Raw, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, man, don't be like me. But he was like, but in all serious, you know, pay your dues. Just do right. Just do right. Listen to the promoter. Listen to people. You know, be yourself. But just listen.
You should do wrestler voices more often, Mike. Yeah, this is the mark, but it's entertaining.
Quite content, you know. but like Omega was saying, you know, it wasn't a promo. It was literally him out of character, you know. It was, and some of this parts got cut out. He was like, hey, you know, my name, you guys know me as Enzo, but, you know, my name is Eric. You know, his whole entire, how you doing, drop to like, hey guys, my name's Eric and I want to talk to you. I was like, oh crap. This guy's a human being. Cool. So, for that, I do wish Cass, you know, the best. Get well soon, bud. Sorry we didn't get to
talk. Sorry we didn't get to, you know, take bumps. But, you know, I wish you all the best. And, yeah.
Well, here it is. As far as something like that goes, it doesn't matter if you're a nobody in the business. It doesn't matter if you're the biggest name in the business. It doesn't matter if you're a genuine, humble, really nice, likable person. It doesn't matter if you're a real asshole and everybody hates your guts.
Yeah.
If you have a problem, if you have an addiction to anything, if you have mental health issues,
mm-hmm.
that's where I stop attacking you.
Yeah.
This is where I'm thinking, okay, you know what? You need help. What can I do to help you? And Cass was never, you know, up until he's had his problems recently, he's never come across as a huge douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's really a non-factor with him. He's lashing out for some reason. He's self-medicating for another reason, or it might be an adjacent reason, or it might be the same reason. He's got a thing that's going on that he needs help with. And if you're ever in a situation like that, do not be afraid to ask for that help. Up until extremely recently, it was not something you even talked about, or brought up in public. Never mind saying, hey, I need help.
Yeah.
And part of it was the perception of being weak. You're not weak. You're weak if you don't ask for help. So everybody listening, okay, this is my sermon to you. If you've got a problem, if you need help, get it. Ask for it. If you have mental health issues. Now here's the thing. Mental health issues doesn't mean that you're psychotic, you're crazy, or anything like that. It doesn't mean you're nuts or insane. Okay, mental health issues. You wake up feeling depressed. You go to bed feeling depressed. You don't have control of your emotions, and you get the weepies, and you don't know why. That's mental health issues, and there's something underlying that's causing it.
Yeah.
You know, reach out, because there are people there. There are people here for you, especially now more than ever.
Yeah.
There are people here for you.
Mm-hmm.
That hand is being held out to you. Reach out and grab it. That's my sermon.
Amen.
Amen, Reverend. All right. I think it's just about time that we take our break, because coming back on the other side of this timeout, we're going to take a look at, oh my God, it's Hell in a Cell time already.
Okay.
Can you believe that? Hell in a Cell, and we're going to play Pick'em. You guys all know the deal by now. If you don't, we'll tell you on the other side of the break. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free. Thursday nights, it is the experience known as The Rack.
Hey, we love to say boobs.
I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs?
We need to get a check.
Hey, Sue.
We need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have a thumbs up on boob drugs,
yes,
amen.
Boobs are okay.
Any stain-tension practices people here, is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me. Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rat. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Eddie might have himself some cigs. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of me retired. Just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, it fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck?
Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Somebody give me a goddamn...
Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... about to cloud by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live... midnight, we're as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop?
SROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. That's what we're doing, and that's all there is to it. Right now we're gonna play some pick'em, guys. We got Hell in a Cell coming up next Sunday night, so programming note. Wrestle Talk Radio will be live immediately following the pay-per-view to discuss the fallout of all the action that took place, that will have taken place in the ring. Brought to you by Pro Fitness Wrestling Academy. Hey, grand opening October 1st. Think you got what it takes to become a professional wrestler? Well, why not find out? Doesn't cost you anything to call. Call, 403-891-5353. Email info at profitnesswrestlingacademy.com. Time to play pick'em. What, you had a comment?
No, I was just saying woo.
Oh, woo. Okay. Yeah, I guess we can go with that. We can let that one slide or whatever. So time to play pick'em. Here's what you do in case you haven't got it figured out by now, because all of you listening already know what to do. Pick you who you think is going to win the match and post it to our social media. And find out if you wind up winning pick 'em. Sometimes we give away prizes. Unfortunately, not this time. But who knows? Maybe Rock will score another special copy of a book or something someday. Rock.
And he's silent.
Of course.
Well, he better not be silent, because he's the one with the match list.
Oh, dear.
There's no football game on tonight.
No, there isn't.
Google.com, Tim. Google.com.
My computer's acting up.
One of you can Google.com. Read off matches.
So, right. What are the matches?
Oh, God. Anyway, there's three matches for you guys to talk about officially right now. Number one, you got Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. Go.
Okay. You talk any faster?
I could if I really, really want to, but, you know, I would have to
try talking slower.
Then talk about Amazon Prime, which you can link to. Twitch account is called Twitch Prime. You subscribe for free.
Yes, brain.
And use credit code ROCKSUCKER499. Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan and Luke Harper.
I'm sure that just seems like a waste of a time for a pay-per-view match.
Really?
You don't think so?
Have you not seen the build?
There's been a build?
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
I have no vested interest, personally speaking, in this match.
It's been a really sloppy story, because apparently the writers themselves didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
They didn't know what was going to happen. The reaction, anyway.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was literally, there was so much botched in there from Buddy Murphy being in the background when he wasn't supposed to be, the bad camera angles, the duplicate Rowan that they just never mentioned again.
His brother, yeah. Some shit like that, I don't know. So bad, a writer got fired over it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So what we're seeing is what they salvaged from that. It means an end of heel Daniel Bryan, which is kind of a shame because he's been doing pretty good as a heel.
No.
You know, unless he turns on Roman and he's actually the new leader of the Wyatt family.
Here's my question for you. Is he going to turn on Roman or not? There's the $64 question.
Wow.
It's hard to say. They might. This is, again, something where the fact that SmackDown is going on Fox and they have to pull the biggest ratings they can really kind of plays into things. They might want Daniel Bryan back as a face doing all the stuff that was really popular.
Because of the Yes Movement and stuff.
Yeah, because the guy is still phenomenally popular.
Yeah. But, and I guess this time, they're not booing Roman. So, yeah, it's a, it can happen. So, yeah.
Okay, that being said, who are you picking, Mike?
I'm going to have to pick Roman and Daniel.
There you go. All right. Omega?
Yeah, it is hard.
It's a hard one because, like, you're making Luke and Eric here. Yeah, at the same time, like, do you cut the legs out from Brian and Roman?
Mm-hmm. Or do they build it up?
Could be a temporary win.
Yeah.
It's a legitimately hard call. Because there's big story benefits to going either way.
Yeah, but also don't forget that I threw out that potential twist where Daniel actually screws over Roman.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I threw that out there. But,
well,
okay.
I kind of sort of...
You take credit for it, sure.
Well, yeah, okay, if you want credit, you can have credit. It's fine. It's your idea 100% exclusively.
I'm the only one who ever thought of it.
Let me just call the trademark office and make sure you've got the patent or whatever. Okay, we stalled long enough. You've got to make a pick.
He can't.
You know what? Rowan and Harper.
Okay, I see it. I'm going to say Rowan and Harper, myself, just because of the, if they do it right, the potential storylines that could lead into that could be really big for SmackDown.
Yeah, if they do it right.
Yeah, that's the huge thing. Don't forget, Bischoff, has control of SmackDown, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Bischoff is known for hits and spectacular misses.
We know.
When he gets it right, he gets it right, but when he gets it wrong, oh my god, nobody could get it more wrong. Not even Russo. Well, okay, it's a close tie. The other match that we could talk about would be, championship match, Hell in a Cell match. It's Becky Lynch defending versus Sasha Banks, who's returned, and been a real bitch. Hey, character-wise, I'm not calling Sasha Banks a bitch. Not really. Omega, you looking forward to this matchup in the cell?
I am. Mm-hmm. Like, the horsewomen in general have been going all out lately trying to elevate their brand.
Yep.
Trying to raise the women's division as much as they can. You know, they had a hell of a tag team match, which apparently we're getting again on the debut on Fox. So, and yeah, like, they had a great match. I want to see it again. I want to see it get even more vicious with the Hell in the Cell.
Yeah.
Yeah. This. I am looking forward to it. Granted, there's only three confirmed matches. This show is in a week.
Yep.
We have three matches confirmed. And I wonder why they're not selling as many tickets as they used to. It's like, show, WWE's in town. What are they doing? We don't know.
Not a daggone thing.
So, who do you think might come out victorious out of this match?
Becky?
Hate to say it.
As much as people, you know, people are like, ooh, Sasha gonna do it. The man is still hot. No pun intended. The man gimmick is still over and hot and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Here's your problem. Fox. Or have you not caught every single commercial that's put Becky front and center?
Yeah.
And the Raw Women's Champion can't be on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Now they've got a week. They could drop the title tomorrow night. Or they could drop the title.
Do they really want
right after Hell in a Cell on draft night?
They really want to do that?
I mean, we've seen it before.
Touche.
I do think Sasha is your best bet. You know, for because that is a lot that's tied to that belt. It's how long Becky's had that run. It's one half of the first unified women's championship we've had since both brands have had a champion. It's the championship that she took off Ronda Rousey. There's a lot to that belt.
Difficult decision, isn't it?
Well, for me, no. Like, I think Sasha's going to take it.
Okay. And that's just because you can't have the Raw champion on SmackDown.
Yeah, well, not anymore. No more wild card.
Yeah.
We can't jump networks.
Well, stepping outside the stories and all this other stuff, when you look at all the stuff that goes on, you know, like business-wise, like speaking business, there had to have been some kind of a deal with Sasha Banks for Sasha to come back when she did. And not a case of, well, I have to go and find my smile. Because that would be infringement on Shawn Michaels. I have a conundrum for this whole thing. I don't see Becky losing, but I don't see Becky winning. Just because all of everything they have invested into that women's title right now, up to this point, they have really made it a very important title, unlike what they did with the Divas or the women's title back in the 90s until they switched it to the Divas title.
Okay, so you realize the way this works is you have to pick someone. You have to pick a.
I was getting there.
Okay.
I was.
You can't see Becky winning and losing.
No, that cannot happen. She cannot both win and lose. Can you do a storyline injury? Yeah, you could. That's been done, a little too much. You know, I'm gonna pick Sasha. Just because of everything we know and everything, you know, behind the curtain, as it will. As it were, as you will, if you will. If you, as you were. Or whatever. Yeah, so, yeah, my pick will be Sasha, your pick is Sasha, and then Mikey picked Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't believe we've only got one more match to talk about tonight.
I mean, considering everything that's going on, you've got your imminent debut of AEW, the jump to Fox, the draft. You'd think this would be a pretty monumental pay-per-view. No. 1 week away, three matches.
That's because half the other matches were for SmackDown are taking place live on Fox this Friday, including a WWE Championship match with Brock Lesnar and Kofi Kingston.
Which was supposed to happen at Hell in a Cell.
Also, Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens battle for their careers in a ladder match live on Fox.
Which was supposed to be on Hell in a Cell.
So can you tell most of Raw is going to be featured on Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, why don't we talk about the other Raw match that's going to be, that's confirmed. Seth Rollins defending against The Fiend Bray Wyatt. This is another Hell in a Cell match. This time it's for the WWE Universal Championship. Mike?
I can't even answer this because I don't have a...
Don't you dare say crystal ball.
No. Yeah, okay. Don't have an answer for it. It's a toss up, but Paul Heyman is directing this. It's in the cell, right? Or is it just regular?
In the cell.
This is the other cell match.
Crap. I want to say The Fiend because it would be nice to see Brock versus Bray Wyatt at Survivor Series. I'm probably going to have to go with Seth. Just because the way that how this story is starting to pick up.
Okay, so you got Seth Omega.
No, I really don't want to see Fiend and Lesnar. Because Lesnar has one type of match, which is not going to play to the Fiend, supposed to be terrifying. I want the Fiend to go up against people that are, I'm convinced they're wetting themselves. Like, I'm convinced Seth is scared of the Fiend.
I want the Fiend versus, the Demon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're not getting that's into why, WrestleMania.
That's why Finn Balor was fed to the Fiend. As normal Finn Balor. Cause it sets that up.
Yep.
And then I want the Fiend to devour his soul just to prove he's that much more terrifying.
That would be the way to get the Fiend over, is to beat the Demon.
So, this is one where I'm torn, where they're trying to put Seth as the top champion here. I don't know what you do with the Bray character when he's that over as a heel, and when he's the way he is, where he's going to show up for pay-per-view matches and he's not going to have like appearances on Raw or SmackDown as champion as the Fiend. Like, it's a really weird spot to be in if you make him the champion. At the same time, he's so freaking over, and I don't see how you could actually put him in a top match, like, cause he's only had one match as the Fiend. Like, how do you make him lose, how do you let him lose this soon when he's this over?
There is one way to do it. He goes into this match not wanting to win the title, but wanting to steal Seth's soul.
the record book does not include Stolen Souls.
Well, come on. You heard BG James, or you read what he said. Title's just abrupt. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it kind of does. It's so, God. You know, like to have to pick, I would have to pick the Fiend. Because I don't want to see him jobbed out. I don't want to see them cut the legs out from something that they've got going so strong. I have no idea how they're going to market their WWE champion as the Fiend. But.
All they did with Kane.
Yeah. But that only lasted for like 24, 48 hours.
But Kane shows up on Monday Night Raw as Kane.
Okay.
You know, this is a situation where your champion, your Universal Champion in this case, doesn't show up on the weekly TV show in person. It's always in a pre-taped segment where he can do his Mr. Rogers routine.
That's true.
I know. I want to see Fiend win just because it's the Fiend. Like, and because it's Hell in the Cell, you can't have a situation of, well, he won't let go of the mandible claw, so I'm disqualifying him, the match is thrown out. Like, in Hell in the Cell, there really isn't, there isn't an eject button. Someone's gotta take a pinfall. Yeah.
Now, watch him apply the mandible claw until Seth passes out and can't wrestle anymore.
That's probably what's going to be... it's probably what's going to happen. It's probably going to be the finish.
But here it is, Mike. This is where it gets goofy. Because it's a Hell in a Cell, Seth's passed out. So what? You pin him, 1, 2, 3, boom, the Fiend wins.
This is WWE. Things can happen. And they'll try within their whole entire being for, you know, something like this to happen. It's like,
at this point in time, they've got nobody to counter the Fiend.
The Fiend versus the Beast.
Ugh. You don't have a nemesis for the Fiend. Yet. You've got the makings of one started with Finn, but that's down the road. That is way too soon for to bring out the demon to do anything. You're not setting up the Fiend versus the Beast anytime soon. The Beast is busy destroying Kofi this coming Friday.
Jeez. Hell in a Cell's gonna
that being said, with all that shit thrown at you, pick a winner.
Yeah.
This is the part where you pick.
Wait, me? I already picked.
Who'd you pick?
I picked Seth.
Yo, you picked Seth.
Omega.
I picked Fiend. I said it when I was done.
So then, yeah, we picked.
They haven't done all the shit that they've done with the return of Bray Wyatt in this particular incarnation as the Fiend for him to job out like Bray Wyatt was jobbing out at pay-per-views.
No, they've successfully rejuvenated Bray Wyatt, which for a while we didn't think was possible because of how far they sent him down.
That being said, I do not think the pay-per-view curse continues. I think they're giving it to The Fiend. I think The Fiend wins.
I don't see how you can have him out in his second match after all the money they've spent, bringing in the horror director, a custom set, all the puppets and props, you know, the costume, the mask, the fucking lantern. There's so much money going into this character. It is so over right now. This is one of those characters where Fox is like, we want him. And WWE is like, no. And like WWE, this is, okay, you can have Becky. Fox can have Roman and Becky. We can have our top male, top female stars, our most marketed stars. You can have both of our highest grossing stars. But The Fiend stays on Raw. That says something.
Mm-hmm.
They've got an idea for him. And I don't think that idea includes losing on his second match.
No. I think the whole idea is setting up for the demon. Believe it or not, WrestleMania will be here before you know it. They're going to have to start something. If they want to do it right, they've got to stretch it out and, you know, go back to old time booking where it made you wait and made you want to tune in the next week to see what else was going to go down. I see Brock winning Friday and being the WWE champion. So you can write any potential match between, Brock and Bray off for the time being. My pick will be The Fiend. Bray Wyatt as The Fiend. I would bring up another match that we could talk about, but we have to wait until tomorrow night for another four of them to be booked. Hey, producer, are you there?
I think we're done.
We're pretty much done. So tell me, if they have another four night matches announced tomorrow night and a couple matches announced Tuesday and Wednesday, will you and Lindsay Ward on the multi-time, multi-award winning webcast, The Rack Radio Show, run down this pay-per-view properly?
We always do. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. And everybody, you'll want to pay attention to that. You get your pick and picks in by Sunday at, oh, what is it, 3 o'clock Eastern?
Sure.
Okay. 3 p.m. Eastern time Sunday. Make your picks and get them set in stone. You can make your picks tomorrow if you want. And you've got until Sunday to change them. That's perfectly fine. No worries there. But for a more comprehensive rundown, you'll hear it on The Rack, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. Before that happens though, tomorrow immediately following Raw is the Raw Post Show.
11 p.m. Eastern, we'll talk about the season premiere of Paul Heyman's Monday Night Raw.
There you go. And of course, Saturday night, midnight ish, as close as I get to it, another edition of the Greater Than Great Debate, known as CB Radio, the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual, the Friends of Spider-Man.
We're doing poets on Saturday night for the Greater Than Great Debate. Check
the
out
Friends
our,
of David Frost.
Check out our debate on SmackDown personalities from last night. Right now, available at CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com.
There you go. And, of course, I mentioned earlier, programming note, Ross Talk Radio will be live immediately following Hell in a Cell next Sunday night.
Since there's three matches, when it starts at 7, so they'll be on the air at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, you'd almost think so, but yeah, there'll be more shit happening. Don't forget, this Friday night, SmackDown Live debuts on Fox. It's a pay-per-view packed card on national television. Tune in, see what happens, because that will help determine a couple of the matches that will be announced for Sunday after Friday night. All right, that being said, we're done. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. Also on the Facebook, facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Hey, Wild Talk Radio, The network can be followed on the Facebooks at Wild Talk Radio. Of course, you gotta slash Wild Talk Radio.
Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, that too. And of course, follow me on Twitter at Flames Forums. Get my uncensored, politically incorrect and proud of the account at Voicing Sanity.
Tweet them about your nipples at Flames Forums.
No, don't do that again. I'm not impressed, and I will block you if you do that. That being said, Omega is Omega everywhere, almost.
Almost.
No, he's not really Omega anywhere.
Hey, he's the be-all, end-all, and so put that in your pipe and smoke it.
He's T.
You don't even remember. Omega, you better school him.
So, if you want to follow me on the social medias, the place to find me over on Facebook is TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos worth of content. And for a few extra videos that YouTube doesn't want you to see, it is over at TJOmega.net.
And then, of course, we've got Mike, who loves to tweet on the Facebook, and he loves to do Facebook posts on Twitter.
Yeah, man. You know, I do a thing. I'm now doing a Twitch thing because I'm finally decided to get on Twitch because I have an Elgato, and I'm taking it to the next level. So, guys, hey, before that, on my Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. On the Twitch, it is Stu Heyman. I do a WWE Universe mode every Thursday night called Powerhouse Championship Wrestling. It is getting to the season finale, so we're going to be doing some, if you want to bring your creator wrestler for 2K20 once it comes out, hey, we can do that. Not missing anything. Yeah, that's it.
And I think we're done with all our plugs and stuff like that. Oh, I forgot! Fortnite with friends! Use the creator code RocketSock.
In a Fortnite item shop or in the Epic Game Store, because you can buy Borderlands, just code RocketSock. It's a thing. Or what other games they have in the Epic Game Store. There's a bunch of Batman stuff. Go use code RocketSock. Also follow and subscribe twitch.tv/WTLife. You have the Amazon Prime account. Link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Tim hates to say that really, really fast, but that's the point of the plug.
Yeah, and the point of this plugging means that we're done for tonight. Here, so have a great week, everybody. We'll catch you after Hell in a Cell next Sunday.
WildTalkRadio.com.